talking about the relationship that we have with our friends and family, and in accordance to how supportive they've been through our mental health care. Suzanne, can I ask you how your friends and family have been supportive with you?
Well, what I think is positive about my life, about supportive care and things like this, is that the young people try to help me more than the older people when I'm sick. My relatives are helping me more. Now they're replacing the old people that cannot help me. And I find it more easy for me to cope with.
Very good, thank you. Imad?
Yes, when my family wanted to put me on medication, I thought they were against me, you know. But now I think they are trying to help me. So I'm fine now that I'm taking the medication.
Thank you. And Lena?
Yes, I'm very fortunate. I have a whole network of family and friends that are very supportive to me. When I am not well, they call me every day. They see that I'm doing my groceries, or they do them for me and such things. And so they're always encouraging me to take that first step to get out of bed and so on and so forth. So I'm very lucky.
Sounds great. Very good. And James?
Most of my friends and family don't know that I'm ill because I keep it to myself. For the most part, I found that I get enough therapy from my doctor, and I have my daughter who does know everything. She's a psychologist herself, so I get to just tell her how I feel, and she says, well, maybe you should ask your doctor for another pill or something.
Okay. So you do have some support, though.
Yeah.
Okay. And Heidi?
My family and my friends are very supportive, but my family lives in Switzerland, so. But I do have one friend that is also mentally ill, and every night at 7 o'clock, she calls me or I call her, and we discuss our day and the following day, and it's very supportive.
Great, sounds very nice. As for myself, I also have a very supportive circle. I speak with my father and my mother every night, and my friends have also been quite supportive. I think that I would not be where I am today without my family understanding the position that I'm in.
I have a question. There are people with mental illness,
yes,
who has family or friends who are willing to help them, support them, but don't know how the best they can help. How would you want to be helped? Like, what's the best way to support their family?
For myself, it really is just the little things. I understand that people can maybe want to come on too strong and be controlling and want to take, you know, real action of a situation, but the little things, just like maybe a phone call or a meal, something like that, really makes a huge difference, I find.
What I enjoy about being sick, I enjoy it, is that they are there for me. Because usually they let me do whatever I have to do because they know I can make it by myself. But when I need them, they're there. That's important for me.
What is important to me is that people keep in contact with me. Listening is more important than talking. I like to be listened to without being judged.
I think, like Terry said, it's the little things that matter. The phone call every day, the encouragement, a meal, a drop-in visit or whatever of the sort.
At the beginning, okay, it's hard to accept the fact that you have a mental illness. It took me 20 years to accept the medication because there's no escape. Once you're diagnosed for mental illness, they're not going to leave you alone. They're going to put you on the medication against your will until you accept that.
Do you have any advice to the family members who don't know how to help the loved ones?
You gotta explain why do you want your son, for example, to be hospitalized for mental illness. But since I thought that the government, the police were on my side, still they insisted that I take the medication. So once you're diagnosed with mental illness, you're gonna go forever like that.
The thing with mental illness is that the last person to realize that they're mentally ill are the patient themselves. So it is very difficult. It usually becomes very difficult when a loved one or a family member is noticing all these symptoms of mental illness and trying to communicate that to the patient and tell them that you're going through a rough time right now. We need you to get some help. It is very difficult to convince somebody who's just been diagnosed or who is experiencing mental illness symptoms that they're having a mental illness. It's a struggle that a lot of the families will have to deal with. The trick is, how do you convince this other person that they're mentally ill and they need help? That is the challenge, the most challenging part of this whole process. I myself, personally, I had the same problem. I didn't trust when my family was telling me that I was having a mental illness. So my advice to the family is, sometimes you need to get help also. You cannot just do it by yourself. Doing things alone might not work because you're talking to somebody who doesn't believe they have a mental illness. Get them to see a doctor slowly and carefully and make it in a way that you're trying to prove to that person that you're actually trying to help, not trying to hurt them. It's another thing, and you know, when someone is getting mentally ill, it's difficult for them to trust people, but it's the only shot they have.
One of the ways that relatives or friends can help is that to call Ami Quebec and discuss with them, and there are support groups that they meet other people in the same situation, and some of those groups are just for supporters.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope you did enjoy it.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Sandra Baton. Vous écoutez Radio Hop au www.radio-hop.org. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.